Good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Luke, what are some common indoor exposures that are putting children at risk?
Well, we all spend about 80 to 90% of our time indoors throughout our lives. And so the quality of the air that we breathe there can be very important for health. We're actually exposed to a multitude of different pollutants indoors, but two of the major ones that are relevant to the health of children are emissions from gas stoves and also damp housing, which is associated with fungi as well as other biological contaminants indoors. And both of those things can irritate the respiratory system and be associated with exacerbation of existing asthma in children who already have it, but also potentially may play a role in the development of new cases of asthma in children that don't currently have it.
Right. And, well, Australia has one of the highest rates in the world for children with asthma. Why do you think this is?
That's a great question. And I'm not an asthma specialist and I'm not a medical clinician, but I collaborate with a lot of people who are. And it seems like that's still the sort of $64,000 question that people are still working diligently to try and unravel all the complex factors that contribute to it. But one thing that is becoming more apparent is that environmental exposures clearly play an important role, both the indoor ones that we just sort of mentioned now, but also outdoor exposures too, like outdoor air pollution from vehicles and power generation as well.
Right, and well, with 38% of Australians using natural gas in their home, how could this affect children currently exposed to natural gas?
I think that's one of the interesting things we found when we were looking into the literature on this topic, that natural gas is very popular, and people who like to cook use natural gas. It offers them better control over the heat, and there's nothing inherently wrong with using natural gas, but it's important to know that when that gas is burnt to generate the heat that we use for cooking, it's associated with several pollutant emissions, including nitrogen dioxide, formaldehyde, and also very, very small ultrafine particles. And one easy way to try and reduce the level of those emissions is to use a range hood, which a lot of people do have in their home. But the efficiency or the effectiveness of those range hoods varies quite a bit. So if your range hood's vented out through the roof or out through an external wall and takes all those gas stove emissions and takes them outside, that style tends to offer the greatest protection. If you have a range hood that simply recirculates the air throughout the room, then that obviously offers a bit lower protection. But even if you don't have a range hood or you've got a lower efficiency range hood, I think everyone can benefit from just simply opening the windows while they're cooking and after they're finished cooking, and that can go quite some way to reducing the level of exposure.
Right, and well, you've previously said that a coordinated national strategy is needed to increase awareness of environmental exposures. What sort of action can be taken on a national level that would effectively raise awareness of the risks?
It's a very good question, and it's something we're actively pursuing at the moment. We're going to be talking to people in the state and territory health departments, as well as our colleagues in the not-for-profit sector and different agencies that with an interest in respiratory health. And we want to try and come up with a simple and easily digestible but scientifically robust fact sheet that people can use to be aware of the nature of the issue and have a good understanding of things that they can do themselves to reduce their exposure and the exposure of their children.
Right. Well, I'll be very interested into seeing that fact sheet eventually. Luke, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks, Nathaniel.